This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Shorter lines, less chaos. You put more thought into your gifts. Just a few reasons to start your holiday shopping now. Here's some others. Money won't be as tight around the holidays. And avoiding holiday deals can actually save you money because you won't make as many impulse purchases. Have you seen all the Christmas decorations up at area stores? If we always had three-day weekends, we'd all be happier and more productive. Well, yeah. This is according to an economist in England. He says that we'd be so much more productive that we'd more than make up for one less day at work. In other words, you get more done in 4 days than five, if you can start spending that fifth day doing anything but work. I could say this for knucklehead news, but it's just too bizarre. Florida man pled guilty to animal cruelty charges after he admits to biting his dog to establish dominance over the animal. 27-year-old Patrick Campbell apparently needed to let his pet husky know who's boss. So he bit him on the ear. His roommates called police to report that he was abusing his dog, and officers arrived to find the frightened dog in the closet. They arrested Campbell, took the dog away. His guilty plea got him out of serving time behind bars, but he was given 4 years probation and ordered to undergo a mental health evaluation. He's also barred from possessing any kind of animal. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Remember the game Hide and Seek? Well, the country Belize has announced they're hosting the world's biggest game of Hide and Seek, and you could be one of five people that their tourism board picks to play. If they pick you, they'll fly you down there to play in November. You can apply by email, hideandseekbelize@gmail.com. So did you know, or do you care, your dog gets depressed when he sees you using your phone? Researchers say your dog picks up on the fact that you're ignoring him, which makes him more anxious. That can eventually lead to depression. Study also found your cat doesn't love it when you're on your phone either. But since they're less social, it doesn't bother them as much. And really, if your cat had a phone, it would totally use it to ignore you too, right? If you're planning to fly soon and enjoy a beer, plan to pay more. Airlines have announced they're raising the price of beer along with the price of wine and spirits by at least $1, charging $8 for a beer, $9 for liquor and wine. Cheers! When a high school football player in Coopville, Washington, returned to kick more than 90 yards for a touchdown last Friday, he wasn't the only skilled sprinter on the field. Just as the team's Sean Toomey Stout was returning the kick, a deer made a surprise appearance and ran the length of the field in front of him. According to local TV, Toomey Stout's mother joked that the deer was blocking for her son as he ran back the impressive return. And a woman from Maine is going viral for the arts and crafts she makes out of moose poo. Mary Wickenbach of Somerville, Maine, not only makes her crafts out of moose droppings, she actually sells them at local fairs and online through her company, Turdy Works. Some of the items include earrings, picture frames, magnets, even a clock. Say it isn't so. Finally, back to Florida for our knucklehead story today, where a Florida woman took a bite out of crime by proving she couldn't take a bite out of anything, scaring a naked creep off her porch with her toothless grin. Penelope Peterson was awakened by a noise on her porch in the wee hours of Friday morning, so she opened the blinds to see a nude man in front of her window. Penelope, a retired security guard, popped out her dentures and yelled, "Look, Grandma, no teeth!" which scared the creep into taking off. Cops caught up with him a short distance down the street, still naked and highly intoxicated, you think? He was taken in on charges of burglary and indecent exposure. The Daily Buzz. you come across something that I should talk about here on the Daily Buzz, get it to me however you can. Mail, Carrier Pigeon, Facebook or Twitter. Just drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. My email is paul@wcsy.com, by the way. Daily Buzz podcast or at wcsy.com. Find them on Facebook and iTunes, TuneIn, Podcast Republic, and other great podcasting outlets. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's do it again tomorrow. Have a great day.